Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Hello and welcome to the Sloppy Joes podcast. My name is Joe and that is Adam McCullough.
I came in like a wreck.
We told him that the guest sings whenever they're on. That's not true. How are you?
And I've been a guest on here before as well. I didn't have to sing then.
Yeah.
But that is in my head.
Ricky
from
Ball.
That, from that Insta.
Is
Bren.
It because we're in the deep south?
No, it's because of Insta Bren.
What's that?
You know that guy that we're just watching, who just walks up to people.
He walks up to people and pretends that he knows them. It's very much a theme of your Instagram at the minute.
Oh, I love it. Johnny Hamcheck, Insta Bren, they're the greatest.
Yeah, they are. Ethan James is here as well, ladies and gentlemen.
In the house.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Ethan. You all right?
Yes.
Look at... You look the best you've ever looked there. You've got your own single. You've got a natural light on you.
Beard.
You've got a beard. The hair is just dancing lightly across the...
What I like about forehead. The hair is, as well, it looks like you haven't tried to do it.
Yeah.
But he has.
Yeah. I haven't. I just put a little bit of gel on and put it through me. I've been doing this because I don't have time for anything anymore.
What does that mean?
So I'm trying
to... You've got nothing but time.
I don't.
Why would you...
You've got time to literally do this podcast.
Oh, yes. Well, I just have to...
Time in your busy schedule.
I have to try and cut things down now.
Really?
Like, cut things out.
What have you cut out in the last 6 months?
Sometimes I skip, like, using, like, buying face wash. I just use the whole body wash for the face.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's been tough, hasn't it?
It's probably it, really.
How much time do you think that saved you?
Or maybe...
Is it a time-saving exercise? Is it? What is it?
Just so I don't have to get another bit of face lotion on my palms.
So what's that saving you? Maybe 30 seconds a day?
Yeah, at least.
And if you just add that up...
He's like the time-saving expert, isn't he?
Yeah, he is, yeah. You've got Martin Lewis, the money-saving expert. Yeah. And then you got you, and your only tip is... Don't use face lotion, use all-in-one face wash.
Yeah.
Perfect. I bet you use combined shampoo and conditioner as well.
Yeah, I've started doing that now. That's
so there's another one
I forgot about.
Are they all sort of lotion-based?
Yeah. Lovely.
It's lovely. Where are we?
It's lovely.
Breaking Joes.
Where are we?
It's lovely.
We're in
South Carolina. Oh, Carolina.
I've never been here before.
Nor have I.
I think I've driven through it years ago, but I've never stopped.
I like when there's always... I don't want there to be too many random stops on a pre-season tour.
Yeah.
Like, I like the LAs, the San Diegos, etc.
Yeah.
But I do like a random one.
Yeah, me too.
You know, in there where I'd never come to ever in the world. Like, New Jersey was kind of that last year.
Yeah.
I really wanted to go to New Jersey, as you know. I'm a bit addicted to Sopranos. So being there was amazing, but apart from that, I'd never think of a reason to go there.
No, it's close to New York, isn't it? But it's one of them where it's like, no one's going on holiday to New Jersey from England.
No, and it's also like, you'd say, like, I'd go on holiday and I'd say, I'm going to go there to New Jersey to do the Sopranos stuff. But then it's an hour drive.
Yeah.
And then you're busy on holiday. You're probably only in New York for 3 or 4 days. Probably something that gets knocked on the head.
Yeah, you never end up doing it. Yeah. So South Carolina, we're here. It's only our first day in South Carolina. So sorry for the podcast being slightly late. It's because we arrived and because of the time difference from San Diego where we took off from, we didn't get to this house until gone 1 a.m. Then we had to record all the stuff. Then it was 3 a.m, half three, and we thought, let's just park this till the morning, get out. So there's no early access for the patrons.
Also, if we did it at 4 a.m, it would have been horrible.
It would have just been the worst podcast ever.
Yeah, because I was on the edge.
Yeah, you were sat there curled up in your own, not in your own shit, but... Like,
and the problem was I'd forgotten about it.
Yeah.
You know, you forget and then it's... Oh.
And then you got to turn back on.
God.
So should we go through what we've been up to then last week or so?
Yeah, let's do it.
We started in Los Angeles, didn't we? We flew out to Los Angeles. Yeah. I've never been there before. City of Angels.
Really, that your first time?
That's my first time in LA.
Have you ever been in California?
Well, San Diego last year.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, that's the only time I'd ever been in California. So I'd never been on holiday there before. I've only ever been to San Diego for a
better or worse than San Diego?
If I had to live in a place for a month, it would be LA. Or 6 months or a year, it would be LA. If I had to live somewhere for the rest of my life, it would be San Diego.
Yeah. See, because I've always said, like, San Diego is just one of my favourite places on the planet.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't move to Barbados, which is top of the list, it'd be San Diego. You're just close enough to LA without being in LA.
Yeah, was it about 2 and a bit hour drive?
2 and a bit hours.
Sorry.
What happened there?
Just, I think the AC is really getting to me.
People do this. Everyone does this. Whenever they go on holiday, they just blame the air conditioning for every problem that they have. Oh, my breathing wasn't great. I think it was the AC. Oh, I've been all spotty. I think it was the AC. I've fallen out with my missus. I think it was the AC. Why? What's the AC done to you?
Also, that was the most pathetic cough ever. You're not going to get rid of what you need to get rid of with that.
Go on, do a proper cough again. Now.
Move the mic.
Oh yes, that really.
That was nice. I could tell that was nice. That sounded so nice.
Oh yes, yeah.
Because you did a half-assed couple, and they're not going to cut it.
It was a deep, juicy one, that wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I feel a lot better now. Thank you. Sorry for rudely interrupting.
No, it's okay. We've done very well there.
Sorry, Uncle Marco.
It's all right. Have I become your uncle on this trip?
Yeah.
It's the first time you've started calling me that.
He's been looking after me, hasn't he, Drew?
Yeah, he's took you under his wing a little bit, hasn't he?
I do love Ethan.
Yeah, he's a good lad, isn't he?
Do worry about him sometimes.
Why?
Just in case you crack up and leave us.
Oh, do you think I will?
Possibly. Everyone else seems to.
I don't think he'll leave us like
that. Got him locked in.
I think he'll leave us like just wander off into the woods tonight or something.
So he won't leave us for someone else?
No, he'll just leave Earth.
That makes it feel better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you know if he leaves for someone else and you see him working there?
Yeah.
It's a bit painful, that, isn't it?
Yeah, we see him working on one of Joe McGraw's many podcasts instead.
Oh, God. No.
That's weird with that.
I need long-term employment, Joe.
Come back to your camera.
Shot fired, by the way.
I'm joking.
Unbelievable. Apologise to Joe.
You're trying to hide from a camera you're controlling, by the way.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
And I made you cut to
forget
it.
That sometimes.
You are in control of all this.
Because sometimes people go, brilliant, like, camera cutting work from Ethan. They all say it.
He's chomping it up.
We've become vaguely obsessed with Donald Trump while we've been out here, haven't we?
They say I'm the best. And I think it's just because of muscle memory now. I just know what to do. So sometimes there, when I was actually hiding from the camera, I forgot at my hand. Do you have a wandering hand, Joe?
What does that mean? Are you calling me a sex offender?
Because
talking about Trump.
Speaking of wandering hands. What do you mean do I have a wandering hand? No.
Because do you know when we're in like, because we go to these things like tailgates and stuff and big crowds, I can see you using every opportunity when you get close to people.
What are you saying? What are you saying? Joe is using tailgates where we meet supporters of Man United and people that love our show, and he uses it as an opportunity to touch them.
I didn't say that. You did.
You literally just said that.
Maka said that.
You are full Trump. You just pretend. You say something and I just blame someone else for saying it.
You're a horrible guy. You can't put this towards me.
That's true. All of a sudden you are.
Are you thinking of the hand movements? Are they just natural now?
It's just, I don't know.
You're going to be doing it as a joke now.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get home and be speaking to people and just start trumping it up.
I did this with a Twitch that I developed.
Really?
I started pretending I had like a tick and then it became one.
Why on earth would you pretend that you had a tick?
And there was another time.
Oh, and straight off it. Asked a question, just moving straight on.
There's another time. I forgot about this completely. All throughout school for the first 3 years. So not all throughout school. But yeah, 7, 8 and 9, I must say, at least.
So not the first 3 years then?
No, sorry, secondary school.
Okay.
And what I started doing, because I remember my friend Aaron said that he used to get told off for rolling his eyes to teachers, and he said he couldn't help it, it was a twitch. And I was thinking, what if it is a twitch? So I started doing it, and then it became a twitch.
So you and your mate were just rolling your eyes at each other?
Like that. And eyes just going in the back of your head all the time. You two sat in the class like that. I can't even look down at your paper because your eyes are going back in your head.
People would flag it up with me. They'd be like, what's wrong with you? And I used to keep doing it without even realising, and it was horrible.
And I gave myself a few of them.
Did you?
I used to do this thing where I used to go. Eventually became like, I kept doing it. And people would go, stop doing that, you annoying geezer. But like, I didn't know I was doing it. And also, I've got a thing where, like, if you just say a word now, like you say a sentence, yeah. but there's a word that sticks out to me, yeah. I start writing it on my leg.
Really? With your finger?
Like, I just start going like, or like on the table at school, and I, then I just sit there writing it for ages.
Would you write with your pen or write with your finger?
Like how I'm doing now.
Really?
Yeah, like that. That was, but that one, that I just start like a weird. I had to force myself to stop.
It's like OCD, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I've had a couple of these. I completely forgot.
That's a mad noise, isn't it? Loads of people used to do that.
My mum does that to scratch the back of her throat.
See, I think maybe I did that once. I had a little scratchy throat.
Yeah.
Got it out, and then I thought,
I used to have two. One, the first one was, I used to breathe out the last little bit of breath all the time. So I'd be walking around just going, always wanted to be at the end of my breath. I used to do that. Oh, I could feel myself getting back into it.
Oh, no.
And the other one I had that wasn't quite a twitch, but I used to lick my lips a lot when I was at school. And do you know how like you lick it and then it's sore, so you lick it and then it's sore, so you lick it?
Did you just get a dry lip?
But no, it got red. But it got red to the full perimeter of where my tongue could reach.
Yeah, all the way around.
Like Krusty the Clown. I look like a clown. My whole lips, like basically to my nose, down to there, were just bright red and crusty and bleeding all the time. When I was in year, probably for months it was like that. That was a little twitch thing.
And then you have
thing.
To lick it because it's dry.
That's what I'm saying. It's so sore that you have to lick it to get that sweet relief, and then the wind catches it and only makes things worse. Ethan, cut to your camera immediately. Look like a dog that's just smelled some hot dogs.
Sorry, I was just thinking, this is not a good thing. I absolutely batter myself sometimes.
Oh, right. We've talked about this. Oh, yeah. I thought you meant sexually. Go on.
Oh, sorry.
About your head.
Like, whenever I'm alone and I'm making, like, a mistake or whatever, I absolutely batter myself sometimes. Honestly.
Explain. Yeah.
Like for example, yesterday...
Can you demonstrate how you would hit yourself now?
I would just always to the side.
Closed fist?
Yeah, it's not good. I remember one time...
That's really
do you know what was worse for me and I stopped it? Are you aware of the game FIFA? And there's a game on there called Ultimate Team.
Oh, yes. I'm not aware.
And Ultimate Team, where you assemble your squad and you play against others online. And every time I lost, I just couldn't handle it. I remember one time, my stepdad walked through in front of the telly. And I got really annoyed by this. So I threw a muffin off the ceiling. And
What? Stop.
I threw a muffin.
Did you launch it?
You know what I mean? Just fucking welly it like that. And a muffin? The muffin got stuck.
Do you remember what flavour it was?
A blueberry one, because my mum loves blueberry muffins.
Is she?
Yeah. So I threw off the
even
ceiling.
Even worse?
And there was crumbs all around the floor, and my mum really nicely came in to tidy it up, but obviously I couldn't stop to help her because I was in the middle of the match and I was fuming. Do you know what I mean? And then she realised that it was raining muffins. And she
that was the best day of her life, presumably.
And then she was like, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not cleaning that up. So I was used to batter myself. There was also a time. Sorry.
You've got a problem there. Let's not skip this battering bit.
No, this is worse.
Worse than raining blueberry muff.
I had this like surreal moment around this time where I would sit there staring and like it would feel like I'm floating away, and it was the most terrifying thing I can ever describe.
I think I had a dream of similar things like that.
It's do you know what I mean? Like you're floating away and you can't come back, and I've had this dream all the time.
So it's a dream,
but this time I was awake.
Were you actually floating away?
Like, I felt my conscience was. Never mind it. Yeah, that's where I stopped playing Ultimate Team, really.
How old were you?
Well, like 12, 13. Yeah.
Not that young, then. Yeah, I mean, you're young, but you're not like...
You are a naughty boy, aren't you?
Do you think?
Throwing blueberry muffins at the ceiling.
Yeah, and then getting your mum to tidy it up.
And punching yourself in the face.
Yeah. Did your mum not bollock you for that?
Yeah.
Did she?
Yeah, I cleaned it up.
You weren't spanked as a child, were you?
No.
So is that why do you think you spank yourself, maybe?
Yeah.
Do you say, like, when you're punching yourself, do you go, bad boy?
Oh, yeah, you like it, don't you?
No, is that what you do? Is that what you say?
No, I don't. I don't say that. It's not a good habit, is it?
No, I've seen you do it once before at work.
Yeah.
And he does hit himself quite hard.
I think that is... Yeah. That's some trauma. Let's try and peel this back, man.
Oh God!
How did this start? When was the first time you did this?
Oh, yeah, it's always just been a coping mechanism. Is what I would say.
Do you remember the first time you did it?
I don't actually. I think I've always kind of just done it, but I guess there's always a day one. Isn't
did you
there?
Did you ever did you do you know your real dad?
Yes.
Okay. Did he hit you?
No.
Okay. So it's not that you miss him.
No, I've never been battered.
That's lucky that.
Bad.
I've never been battered, but there was certainly some hands knocking around.
Well, yeah, I've had a
few.
My mum was
very... Do you know if you're going out, like walking around the shops or whatever, going to Wilco, your mum's got to get some bits, got to get some methylated spirits or whatever to light for camping. I feel like we used to shop for that all the time, but no one else has ever had that. And you'd be naughty when you're out. My mum was a big fan of a really tightly squeezed hand.
Oh, she is.
Hands are all crushing together like that. Like, sorry, mum. That was my mum's thing.
She squeezed your hand.
She squeezed your hand really hard when you're walking around the shops. If you're being naughty, if you're like knocking stuff off the shelves, or can I have this?
Oh, because that's like
you'd get a squeezed
hand. She
can
keep a smile on her face.
There's no arms flying around.
How are you doing? You're all right. Yeah.
You're not getting any battering, but
CCTV footage is perfect.
Yeah, but the tips of your fingers sticking through her hand are just pure white. There's just nothing, no blood in her whatsoever. That was my mum's favourite.
I never used to get hit until it was really bad, and then I'd get battered. Do you know one of them ones?
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't get, oh, you're talking too loud, slap.
There's no like clip along the way.
No, there's nothing in it. Like, you're allowed that. But like, I remember like I went robbing at JJB and that. We used to go every weekend. And then one week we got caught. And my dad, like, when I say battered, I don't mean punch me up. They were usually just leg slaps.
Open hands.
You know, in the car.
Shit. Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
And you're there like, about to cry. Remember once my dad stopped on the hard shoulder in the morning and said, get out. And I was like, I ain't getting out. He's like, get out. And I'm like, I ain't getting out. Like, get out. So I'm not getting out. And then I was just sat in the car crying. Did not get out.
Did he get you?
No, he never got me out. I think he was just like.
What would he have done? Do you think left you?
Good though, innit? Because I never robbed again after that.
Yeah,
but no one does it anymore, though.
Robbing?
No. No, people still rob. Smacking your kids is, like, not a thing anymore.
It's frowned upon.
It is.
I won't hit my children.
My mum hits.
But I don't see anything wrong with it, really.
No.
A little one here and there.
I never got, like, battered.
You slap a dog, don't
you? My mum would smack us with a hairbrush once.
On the little nose. Just, what are you doing?
Smack a dog on the nose.
Yeah, like, if it was being naughty, just go...
Top it.
Yeah, not a lot. Boot it up the fucking arse.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, kids need a bit of that as well.
It's interesting,
little
isn't
nose
it?
Slap.
Never does any harm. Although, and also, if you look at it, Ethan's in on and didn't get hit, and he punches himself in the head when he's upset.
I needed it. I feel. I crave it.
Speaking of dogs, I've just got a new dog.
What?
I've got a new dog this week.
I did know this, actually.
I haven't seen it yet, but Lizzie's picked it up. Dusty.
Are you worried about that? Or did you have an agreement on what dog you were going to get before
we
got it?
It's one of them. I feel bad because we've not got a rescue dog, because when we were growing up, we always had rescue dogs.
Yeah.
But if you look at rescue dogs, 80% of them are too big for our house, so that rules all of them out. Lizzie didn't want a male dog, and I don't know why. Maybe in case she fell in love with
Red
it.
Rocket?
I think that's literally what it was. Just, I don't want to deal with a little dog penis coming out all
it's
the time.
It's a Southpaw.
No.
Cartman's do Red Rocket, Red Rocket.
What's Red Rocket, Red Rocket?
Do you know when a dog gets a little...
Oh.
When everyone comes and knocks on the door to come out for dinner and the little lipstick pops out.
Oh.
It's gross. So we wanted a woman. So that rules out another 10%. So we're down to like a tiny percentage of dogs here that are small enough that... And then they needed to be good with other dogs because we look after Lizzie's mum and dad's dog. They need to be good with kids because I've got young nieces and nephews. So every month is about two dogs that come up in the UK and they immediately go. So we've been looking for ages. This is me trying to explain why we didn't get a rescue, because I feel guilty, by the way, in case you didn't know.
So this isn't a rescue?
No, so we didn't get a rescue. And I feel bad because we bought a dog. But...
It's expensive?
It is expensive. It's like £1,000 for a dog.
What dog is it?
A Border Terrier.
Jesus. Do you know what
I don't... You at least want an XL bully for that, innit?
Yeah.
I want something that's going to be in the newspapers, at least. Something that can tear an old lady's legs off without a moment's notice.
Do you know what I don't like about your dog? already.
He's just been born and he's just fucking started existing.
No, no.
He's only 10 weeks old. What do you mean you don't like
it? Well, it's your fault. The name.
Go on.
Dusty.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, it's a shocker. That,
that's shocking.
What's up with that?
I hate. All right. I hate any names that are.
You've been practicing this, innit?
Yeah. In the mirror. I hate any names that are descriptive.
Yeah.
Or food items like biscuit or cookie or fudge or descriptions like dusty or misty.
Do you know something? I said when we were picking names. I said this exact same thing to Lizzie. I said, the only thing I don't want is it to be like an ending in Y name. Because it's like a little kid's doggy name.
Yeah.
But then Dusty, I've not heard much as a dog's name. And it's Dusty Springfield
I'm pretty sure I've heard it.
I'm sure you've heard it. I like chutney. That's what I wanted. Because even though that ends and it's a food item, you never hear it. And it's not like a descriptive Dusty. Chutney's its own thing, isn't it?
I don't mind chutney, actually.
I want a chutney. And then I could have called it Chutters.
Yeah, but I don't like it now.
So you don't like the whole dog's ruined, is it?
Well, yeah. Dusty.
Well, I call it Duster.
Dusty's lazy, isn't it?
Lazy. You're lazy.
Why am I lazy?
It is a tapping of... That's like...
Is it too easy?
It's like opening the name book. No, all right, that one.
You could change it still.
Well,
What should we call it?
Yeah, go on. We can name it on
Can
here.
I see a picture?
Yeah, I'll show you a little video that I got today.
We need to see what it looks like before we name it. You can't just go around naming people before. He looks like my old dog.
Huh. So that's it then. What do you reckon?
Q-E.
Immediately just gone for it. Lady. I like it when dogs are called Lady. I always find it so weird when a dog's called Lady. Such a weird thing.
Is that because of the film, Lady and the Tramp?
I don't know, it must be, but Lady. That's like anything that's female. It's so weird to call it Lady.
Tramp
boy, but I wanted something a bit more gross than that. I told you, didn't I? I like Dirt. I like Gus.
Gus is a good name.
Gus.
Yeah,
Gus is a shout.
Gus is a great name for a dog.
Brick.
I like
Brick Tamlin.
And that's a thing. That's an object.
Well, everything's a thing.
Can't think of a name right now.
Well, you see, it's easier said than done, isn't it? So we've gone for Dusty anyway. Little Border Terrier. Shit, it's already ruined my carpet, which is annoying. Not a carpet, it's a rug, so we can't get rid of it.
That's when, like, the piss and you got to rub their nose in it.
No, we don't.
You do.
Your ways with dogs are slightly old-fashioned, I think.
You have to do that, innit?
No, you don't. Now it's all new now. Back when we were kids, it was the dog's done something wrong, let it know. Shame it online or whatever. Put a picture of it, you know, doing a shit on the internet. But now it's all you praise when it does something good. So when it wheezes outside, you give it loads of biscuits and a tickle on the belly. And when it wheezes indoors, you ignore it and you don't look at it. And you just clean the shit up like a loser. So it's already done diarrhea on the carpet. It's pulling pulling the carpet out with its little teeth. This is lovely.
I had a dog once. And so I begged my mum to let me have this dog. We went round someone's house and they just had a litter of puppies. And I was like, go on then, I'll have one. I think it was about,
were you a little wheeler dealer about eight?
I was like 10 or something like that.
Go on then, I'll take
it. My mum was like, you're only having this if you look after it. Because my brother was young at this stage. So my mum ain't got time for looking after a dog and me and my brother.
Fair.
So anyway, I got it, didn't look after it. I used to
die.
Take it. No, I never died. Not on my watch. I used to take it out, like go play football and then just leave it. Like, I'd be out, he'd be out, but we'd be in different places.
Like, you just...
And then, like, when it come to going home, I'd be like... Because my mum called it Cindy. I don't know why.
Oh, it's like Dusty, isn't it?
So she got to name it, by the way.
Why?
And I didn't name it. But anyway, I used to shout it, and then it'd come running back. Like, it'd just come darting out.
Where was it?
Like, it'd just be one of the other alleyways or somewhere, like, in someone's garden or ripping someone's bags up.
Yeah.
Used to... like rip up rubbish back. That's the kind of dog he was, just tramp, man. And then my mom was like, you're not looking after this dog, are you? And I was like, no. And then she gave it away.
Who to?
Like my cousin or someone like that. I don't know. Someone that would look after it better.
Did you ever see it again? Think she killed it?
Better not have.
Think it's still alive to this day?
But it's my fault if someone killed it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you hate it?
No, I loved it.
Did you?
I was just a child, bro. I'm going to play football. I ain't got time for fucking looking after a dog. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Running around these streets robbing JJB Sports.
He could have been your little getaway driver. Put a backpack on him, chuck a cup, chuck whatever, like some wristbands, some Livestrong wristbands, whatever it was back in the day, in his little backpack.
Stand up, speak up.
Yeah, some speak up stand ups. I used to love them. The interlocked white and black wristband. Do you remember them, Ethan?
Out of stock everywhere.
And you couldn't get them. Do you remember the wristband craze?
I had a pink one for cancer, a blue one for bullying.
Classic, obviously, was the yellow Livestrong.
Yeah, Livestrong. Yeah, the black and white ones for racism.
That was the best. That was the, like, when that came
out. They were iconic. Nike made them.
Yeah, that was Nike.
Remember the game United played Arsenal and we had the logo that said stand up, speak up on it?
Oh, yes. I do remember that. Yeah.
That was really good.
Do you remember Scoobies?
Yeah, I do. Do you remember them?
This rings a bell, but
like interlocking very narrow plastic tubes.
Yes,
like plat basically, wouldn't you?
Oh, like they're called thingy things now.
What they're called?
Oh, what they're called now? Loom bands.
Yeah, that kind.
Yes,
of
thing. Loom bands.
That's a new craze, though, isn't it?
No, this was when I was a kid. I was obsessed with them. That's all I've got to say.
I used to absolutely love them. We all had them. And it's weird, isn't it? Because if you look at that. This was in an era where people were obsessed with having a go at you if you did anything that was like seen as girly or whatever. People would love to just have a go at you. And yet we're all there holding each other's loom bands while we're like plaiting them. Mm. Like some old lady in a French town like, making a scarf.
You could make it your own, innit?
Yeah.
You know how like nowadays, crazy, everyone got the same thing.
Yeah, probably.
Now everyone's like, wearing the same thing. Yeah. Everyone's wearing the same Nike Tech fleece tracksuit or whatever.
Yeah.
But then your loom bands all look different.
Yeah.
You could have like a wild
colour. We all had loom bands, but they were all different colours.
So typical, innit?
Yeah, that's classic, innit? That's classic Man United.
Manchester United stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's been your favourite place in America so far?
Oh, that's
including last year.
That's a great question. I can include last year.
Yeah, that you've been.
Oh, well, it's definitely going to be this year. I think.
Why not last year?
Last year, by the way, for the people at home, was Las Vegas.
Yep.
San Diego. And New York.
And New Jersey.
New York was fucking mental.
Talk to us about that, because last year you didn't have the best time, did you?
Oh, no.
Did you not, Eve?
I didn't like last year.
I thought you loved it.
No.
You were loving life in Las Vegas?
I despise Las Vegas. I don't hate the place more. It's the worst. It was horrible. I felt trapped there. I really missed it.
You do feel trapped there, don't you?
Yeah. I miss
like
streets.
I can imagine doing your bollocks in Vegas.
Oh yeah.
And you've got 7 days there and it's the fourth day.
Yeah.
And just feeling like, oh, I need to get out of here.
Yeah.
And you can't.
You're trapped?
You're trapped. Yeah.
It's designed where the outside world is too hot to frolic around. And the inside world is filled with machines that are in your face. And you're just trapped. It's designed to lock you. It's like a ship, isn't it?
It is. It's like being on a submarine, but instead of water, it's just the baking hot desert.
Horrible.
It is horrible. I think Vegas is weird.
Me and Jay had to walk for like an hour in that heat.
To get your car.
We brought the car back and we didn't know what the fuck was going on. And then it was like, drop the car off here. All right, we'll drop it off here. Now we don't. There's no signpost, so you just have to leave it in a random thing.
Car rental things in general are a disgrace, aren't they? The way they work. Because sometimes, like, you get there, you get the keys, you get in the car, you go, you bring it back, you drop the car. If you give the keys, you leave. But other times, you'll just be sat there. They haven't got any cars. They didn't reserve the car you said. You're going to have to pick a different one. When you get to the drop-off, there's no one waiting for you. You remember, that was the second time you tried to drop that car off. Because we went to the show, didn't we? And we got there, and we were rushing about. And it's like third floor. No one's there. Everyone's gone home. There's no signs. There's no drop-off. There's no little locker to put it in. The whole thing was just an absolute disgrace.
Yeah, it was wild. And it also didn't help. We were in the wrong building. But it was because of their instructions.
I remember.
Remember their instructions?
I tell you what didn't help. We went to the complete wrong place.
But it was because of their instructions. When we read their instructions, and then you were phoning the number and there was no one answering.
It was a disgrace. Car drop-off is one of them things where they've absolutely got you by the balls, aren't they, with car rental? Because what are you going to do? Walk 200 miles. You have to do it their way.
Yeah.
You have to. And all that thing as well. If you don't fill the petrol tank up, we're going to charge you 20 quid a litre or whatever it is.
We got away with it yesterday, the other day. Because they didn't check fuel when we picked it up. They didn't check fuel when we dropped it off. They didn't even check scratches and things like that.
And also, truth be told, probably hit a couple of curbs, didn't they?
I hit a couple of curbs. You hit one.
I didn't hit any.
You did hit one.
No, I didn't.
I remember you hit one.
Jay did.
Was that Jay?
I had a zero curb.
I hit a curb once.
Legacy.
That was because me and Joe had to go right. But as we turned right, all I could see was four lanes of traffic coming towards us. Maybe it was two. Let's say it was four.
Yeah.
And like the our lane that we were supposed to go down was really tight. And it was like, are we supposed to go down here? So I stopped, completely come to a stop, as you should.
In the middle of the road.
And then when we restarted again, I hit the curb.
He lost his head, basically, didn't you?
But I thought we were going to die.
Yeah, it felt like we'd gone the wrong way down a slip lane onto the freeway, whatever it's called. What's the difference in the freeway and the highway? You hear him say both, don't you?
I know.
I think they're both same.
Ricky Gervais has a song about it, doesn't it?
Free Love Freeway.
What did you call it?
Ricky Gervais.
Chavez.
I like San Diego probably the most.
Yes. Why do you like that?
Because it's just out the way.
In what sense?
It's not amongst the chaos. I like the beach.
Yeah.
The sunset was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We all looked at the sunset, which was a rather camp thing for Stephen Howson to suggest, wasn't
it? That was quite mad, wasn't it?
It was suggested to him by a load of soldiers.
Yeah.
That's mad.
And I think these guys are very...
Love it.
It's like being in prison for them, like, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
Steve definitely played with a wheelie before. Is what I'm saying.
He's not told you that.
He's not told me that.
Yeah, that's just your guess.
My assumption.
Do you know what, though? It's really good because Steve's
obviously... He's comfortable around a car.
Stephen Howson.
Yeah.
Stephen Howson, this is, obviously, for those who don't know, YouTuber. And he was in the army, obviously, again, for those who don't know.
And everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. Everyone. But some people don't, might not know. And he's obsessed with, like, obviously, guns, camo, caps with, like... slogans that say stuff like "not in my backyard" on them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, freedom isn't free.
From fucking and all stuff like this. And then, so then he wanted to go down to this beach where all the Navy SEALs train.
Yeah.
And every time we got there, he was like, "Is that a Navy SEAL?" And it's just some lady with a back of like cheese mix or whatever. Never a Navy SEAL. And then, but then that night, so we've gone from wanting to see all these ships and planes and metal and anger to like, one of my mates has told me the best sunset spot in all of San Diego. He's like, all of a sudden he's like some like 13-year-old girl on a date.
But he was there looking for the Navy SEALs as well.
Yeah, he was spying them all
and
out.
And also every bar he took us into had pictures of soldiers in them.
Yeah, it's a very big soldier scene in San Diego.
But that bit was, isn't it?
Yeah, that bit was.
We went to an island off San Diego.
Yeah.
Which was like, the scene just changed all of a sudden.
Yeah, it felt like it was... So it felt like something from a film almost.
Like. Oh, like we went to Maga Beach.
Yeah, it was a bit Maga Beach. There's a guy with the
like stairs lingered a little bit longer.
Yeah. There's a guy who had the shirt of the picture of Trump after he'd been shot with this hand in the air that said fight on it. That picture that everyone was like, this is going to be
Do you remember those three that were sat in the bar and people were walking past and they were going, up for Trump?
Oh, yeah, and then people were cheering and stuff.
Trump slogans.
Yeah.
Then they didn't shout them when we walked past.
Isn't it weird when you get it? Because obviously we're in South Carolina now, which is a Republican state, so they voted for Trump in 2016 and
they will do this year.
Yeah, exactly. And again in 2020. But I think when you're from England, like, the idea of Trump is so, I know some people like him, but it's so far-fetched from even like Boris Johnson, who was ridiculous.
It's funny though,
it's crazy that Trump is actually a real thing here and he might win another election.
I find him
hilarious. I can't get my head around it.
Obviously I don't rate him, I'd never vote for him and all that kind of stuff, but he makes me laugh, man.
He is funny. He's a funny person, undoubtedly, but he's also might be the worst person that's ever lived.
We were watching the thing yesterday, wasn't he?
He's not even the worst American president, or is he?
In terms of what he did, or in terms of him as a human?
Like, killing people and that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mr. Obama loved the little drone. I mean, let's not get political.
But you've become quite... attracted to Trump, haven't
you? Well, we're watching his interview with the black journalists, weren't we, yesterday? And he was quite... It is bad.
It is, that's what it is. It's funny. Shockingly funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, did he say that?
He said Kamala Harris had became a black person.
Yeah. It's just, how is he saying these things? How does he think that that's all right to say?
It's mental, isn't it?
He's absolutely mental. But that's...
It's also the way he says some words, it's like they've gone through, you know, them word-to-speech things.
Yeah.
It's like certain words have gone through that.
Yeah, it's
so he'll be saying a natural sentence and then that word will just be...
And then all of a sudden he's saying something completely different. But I was saying this yesterday. People that aren't talking about this enough, that he's like strong... We don't like anyone except straight white people. Everyone else is shit. I'm trying to prove that everyone's like got something wrong with him, whatever. And yet, he is by far the most camp president I've ever seen in my life. His voice, his hands, his little dances, the things that he says, his tone of everything is so camp. And no one talks about it. His little voice, and it's so cute, and it's so lovely. And then it's all this, and his little... It's dancing. I think no one's talking about how camp Trump is. And also his name is Trump. No one talks about that. Does that not mean fart over it?
Yeah, it does mean fart. I don't think
it does in America though, does it? It's ridiculous. I just think he's the most mental person that's ever existed.
He is mental.
And a massive twat.
Where's your favourite place, Fiendra?
I was surprised by how much I liked LA. Because I thought LA would be like Vegas, but bigger. Broader.
You're trying to become a stand-up comedian now, aren't you?
No, I'm not trying to become a stand-up comedian. It would be good, though. I used to think I'd fancy it when I was younger. Yeah. But I think being on doing YouTube stuff has let me be silly and funny in a way that's kind of scratched the itch a little bit of doing that.
But do you think you could do that? Like, I think...
It's a different thing, isn't
you
it?
You and Jay... I've been running a little competition while we've been away.
There have been.
On who's the funniest.
Oh, it's been
Jay's,
horrible
Jay's
at times.
Jay's been running away with it at times.
It's been horrible at times.
What's been horrible?
Just the tension of us. Towards the end of the day when they're trying to get one up and but on the other one, it's just become quite tense.
Well, they don't laugh at each other's jokes anymore.
No,
you
know,
no. Jay's really... It's tense. Jay, I'll say something funny and you'll laugh and then Jay will turn. Yeah.
You'll mutter under his breath. Bastard.
Bullshit.
But Jay and Joe have great delivery of jokes. Mm. So I think they could do it.
But it's a completely different
thing.
They'd
need to write
something,
wouldn't they? You need to have it written. But you can perform in front of people.
I've done it, but I don't think... I'm not sure I'd be good at stand-up.
You know, being able to speak in front of people.
Yeah.
In front of
a crowd. I can do that.
That's gone now.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about that. Because that might be one of the first things that comedians think of. Oh, yes, I am funny in my own head and when I write stuff. But now I have to go and say it in front of people.
Yeah. I think that'd be horrible. And I think trying to remember everything the first few times as well when you're up there. But I do think, yeah, because we've done live shows with Sloppy Joes and stuff and we've done live shows with Paddock, I don't have that same urge to do it as I used to. I think a lot of it's been sort of tickled.
I mean, we went to the Comedy Store.
We did?
And you are funnier than at least 50% of the comedians who saw that day.
I thought some of them were great.
Some of them were great. You had the fella that warms up for Dave Chappelle, and I actually seen him before. What's his name again?
Brent Morin.
No, Brent Morin wasn't the one that warms up. Brent Morin was really good.
Yeah.
But then you had the guy that warms up with the long hair.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
He was good.
He was good as well.
Yeah. But the rest, with the audience, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the rest. Scraping the barrel, weren't we?
Mm. Well, the first lass got all panicky, didn't she? She went, oh, I don't know where I'm going with this. Oh, I've ruined it. And it was quite tragic to watch, really.
Yeah.
And this is the place. But we got in, didn't we? Because of our special friend.
Yes, Ian Edwards got us in.
Chat out, Ian. Thanks for the hospitality.
Great comedian. Been on... I mean, you've probably seen
him. He's a writer as well.
He's a writer, comedian, been on Joe Rogan's podcast and stuff in the past. Been on pretty much all.
And if
all
you listen to Bad
podcasts,
Friends and things like that, they always talk about
him. Yeah. And is he a big United fan? And he knew Stephen Howson, didn't he?
Yeah, unfortunately.
And we met him there. That was fun. Went out for a little meal. You went home early. Disrespectful.
That was the day where I was just flagging, you know. I was flagging hard. And also, you know, isn't it incredible? You know that place we were in?
Yeah.
When I went outside, I felt like a different person. Like, you know, in the little bit with the little heaters on and the tables and that.
Oh.
And I thought, if we were sat there, maybe I'm out till 5 a.m. that day.
Yeah.
Mm.
But you know, once you get put inside with loud music, people screaming and you can't hear each other, it's cold.
I rode a bull.
You were good at that.
Uh-huh.
They took the piss, actually, there, a little bit.
Yeah.
Didn't we went there?
That annoyed me as well. You going to the front and waiting.
Yeah. We've made you sign a waiver, didn't they?
Just see how it's going to die.
There's the bucking bronco in the middle, which doesn't actually make sense because a bronco's a horse. So I don't know why they're called bucking broncos. Because it's a bull that you ride, isn't it?
It was a bull.
Yeah, but they call it bucking bronco. And then you had to sign a waiver that basically said, if you come off and your head caves in or whatever, we're not allowed to get any money for you. And they get to do what they want with your body, I think it said as well.
Oh, yeah.
They're allowed to take turns on your
way. I was fine with that.
Yeah, you loved that.
Oh, yeah.
You insisted on them doing that anyway.
Yeah.
So then you sign this waiver, and then the bloke behind the bar was like, oh, just wait over near there, and we'll come over to you in a minute. And then we're stood there for 10 minutes, not coming over to us.
Yeah.
I think they took the piss out of us.
Yeah, and then they were like, we need to get four more people. Why? He's waiting now.
Yeah.
And you're only on it for 5 seconds.
Also.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when the women went on it.
Oh, yeah.
He was really kind to them.
He was.
Because I seen him with the stick.
Oh. What was he doing with that?
And the rest.
And the rest.
And like, when he was fiddling his stick for you.
Oh, yeah.
He was going wild.
He was razzing it all over the place.
Trying to get you off.
I didn't realise it was controlled by the man. I thought they just pressed a red button and it was random.
Yeah.
How was it being on there?
It was... What an experience, I must say. I've always seen them. I've never done them before. But when you get on that bull, it's a bit of a jump and you get told to use one hand. And I'm like, I'm ready for this. You can't use one hand. He's throwing you around. He hated me, the man.
Yeah,
probably because I was getting onto him. He was going mad on his joysticks. And I wasn't letting him have the better of me. I refused. So I cheated a little bit. Put me with the hand down. Stayed on. Yeah. Triumphantly celebrated on the cow, on the bull. And I got off and I'd done a little celebration down the camera afterwards. All in front of the famous star, Ian Edwards. It was impressive.
He wasn't watching.
Day.
I don't think he was watching.
He was.
Some of that. It was good that he did really well, actually. We got the footage, haven't we?
Oh, man.
This is where we
use
it.
Put that in now. Let's stick that footage in there.
You don't have to check right now, Eve.
Oh, okay.
You're just writing down when to put it in, I think.
Yes.
Did you feel like... did you feel a sense of immense power between your thighs?
Not that I've felt for a long time.
Yeah, when's the last time you felt that much sort of meat and heft and aggression between your legs like that?
Probably with your mother, Joe.
If you did the Trump hand, you would have got 20 out of 10 for that joke.
She's the best. The best. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that was good though. I liked it there. And I liked LA Gym, and I thought it was going to feel like Vegas, but... It was a bit more chilled out than I thought it would be. I thought it was just going to be GTA, carnage, people walking around looking crazy, everyone just fighting and being silly and being Hollywood with each other. Yeah, but it's not all that.
Which is good, though, but you get a mix.
It is good. We went down to Venice Beach, didn't we, on the last day? My forehead is still peeling because we were out in the sun for about 2 hours and I didn't wear any sun cream.
Venice Beach was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
It's one of my favourite beaches.
It's dead touristy. It's ridiculous. It's like too much. But also, when you're there, it actually feels quite nice.
There's so much
it was
going
fun.
On. Like,
it was fun.
You had the live basketball tournament going on.
That was
you could
cool.
Just swing by and watch if you wanted to.
Yeah.
People playing football. Kobe Maino was about, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was there.
There was all sorts going on there, man. Like, we had a lemonade stand. I wanted to go to a lemonade stand in America.
Yeah. We went to Muscle Beach as well, didn't we?
Yep, me and you.
Some of the most jacked out fellas I've ever seen in my entire
just
life.
Just pure testosterone in there.
It's weird though, isn't it?
Because like a playpen of bulls.
Yeah, but they're not like, it's not good equipment. It's
like park equipment that we get for free in England.
Yeah, they know that Adidas Park stuff that's all like run down and it's got chewing gum all over it. It's that, and you have to pay like $50 to have a go on it, which doesn't make
a
any
day.
Sense. I don't know how much, it's a lot, it's not cheap, but it's become such a thing that people who are there are like, absolutely jacked, even though the equipment's like...
What if I rocked up and tried to pick up a little dumbbell on that?
I think you get your head kicked in and rightly so.
Little did they know I'd fuck them up.
They'd absolutely stove your face in. You just lay on your back and a fucking dumbbell comes through your skull instantly. And that's what it's meant to be.
There was a... What surprised me was the Vinicius mural.
Yeah, there's a big Vinicius Jr., wasn't there?
It was beautiful.
Is there?
It was good. Yeah, on Venice Beach.
Oh.
It's quite good. It was
Have
very
I
impressive.
Been to Venice Beach?
No, you didn't go. We drove down there at the end of the trip when you were, I think you were hobnobbing with journalists at the time.
I was struggling to survive at the beach you abandoned me on.
What?
That was awful.
Which beach?
So we all went to the beach and everyone went, we're just going to get you some waters, son. and some food. And I was left there and, all right, I'll have a little lie down. And I was bloody roasting. And then...
With this MAGA beach?
Yeah.
Stephen House and then comes over. I'm like, oh, great.
Is this a mirage?
No, this. I think it was him.
Is this a house and I see before me?
And then it, hours passed and the sun kept beating down.
Is it like one of those it's like montages from a film where you just see the wobbly line of heat in front of you all the time?
I was struggling.
You corners turned on your little hanky on your head like an old Englishman in the 1800s.
Well, I didn't even have that true. I had no protection. And the sun was beating.
You haven't really caught the sun, have you? Or have you? And you're just really milky white usually.
I do struggle with that. I do wear factor 50 because safety first. And my mum always tells me to get that one, so I never get anything less. And I never really burnt. I remember when I was in America last time, two times ago, I worked with a football team, a bunch of young lads. They're all a bit older than me at the time, though. And they used to take...
What? So there was a bunch of young lads that were older than you?
Yeah.
So you were the young lad.
Oh, yeah. And they used to take the piss out of me because the only socks I owned were Great Britain Union Jack socks. Fucking.
Who are you, Jerry Halliwell?
You had your little Union Jack bikini on. Your Great Britain socks.
And I was only had other white socks with black stripes on them. And they all used to take the piss because everyone used to think I just wore black bands around my feet because my skin was so white.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually had suffered racism in America when I arrived.
Not really.
And now I get it.
Get what?
Me and you are together now, yeah?
Yeah. I'm one of you. Cut that.
No.
That is not good.
No, you could get away with it. Cause you know, you could just say you got Indian misses and that.
I do.
All right.
I do.
Yeah.
It's fine. But yes, I don't catch the sun very
much. No, you don't look. You don't.
Bitten to fuckery, though. Let me tell you that. Yeah.
Everyone's got absolutely bitten. Oh,
Jay's ones look mental. I don't ridiculous. Get bitten, by the way.
Do you not?
Like, so when I went to India with my family for the first ever time, we would take him like tablets and stuff like that to stop bites and spraying everyone. And I realized after a bit, my cousins were still getting bit. My dad was still getting bit. And I wasn't getting bit. So for the last 3 days, I did a test. I didn't use anything to prevent it. And I still never got bit.
Why is that?
I don't think my blood is tasty to them.
What blood type are you?
I don't know.
That'd be worth knowing that. I bet that's the thing.
Or you might have a disease.
Huh? Have you ever thought about that? Disease? Hepatitis?
Mm-hmm. Why would you say that? I don't want my jabs.
Huh? That's interesting though, isn't it? Because Lizzie gets bit more than average. Like when we were in
Jay's ankles are fucked.
Jay's ankles are fucked. When we were in Vietnam and Thailand, I didn't get bit at all, and Lizzie was covered in bites. But then even here, I've been bitten. So you're like, Lizzie's the worst, then it's like us, then somehow you're the king of not getting bitten.
I just don't get bitten. And today I had a little scratch on my ankle, and I thought, ooh, have I got bitten? But it just seemed like a little nothing.
We need to investigate this. Because I don't think there's
Is it the hair that covers my body?
It could be the hair. Maybe that's a bit distracting.
And they can't land.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. It's like a helicopter landing zone, but it's got all like...
It's got trees there.
It's got trees and shrubs on it. They can't land.
And they haven't got a ladder.
Yeah, maybe it's that. How smooth are you, sir?
My chest hair forms a perfect number 7 when I let it grow.
Is it because you've shaved it in to look like... who's number 7 at Newcastle?
That's a good question.
Bruno Guimaraes?
True Linton, is it?
Yeah.
Might be True Linton.
So you want to be True Linton.
A 7?
Yeah.
A V shape, I get.
7? A perfect 7. And then, I'll not show me legs, but there's a bizarre pattern going on where one side's completely hairy.
Oh, yeah, I noticed this.
And the other's got no hair at all.
What, so his inside hair of his knees were rubbed together.
Oh, is that what it is?
They're bald.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, go on. Oh, get your knee up on the desk.
For the audio viewers, listeners, no such thing. I'm just standing up a little bit. So like,
oh, Christ.
Inside here, well, there's the bites, as you can see. There's no hair. But the rest of the leg is covered.
Is that because you walk with your knees
covered,
turned in, knocking together like a rubbing Victorian together boy?
I don't know why.
Like,
it's bizarre, that, isn't it?
You could stay like that for the rest of this video.
Oh, yeah.
Should we have a go at the 9 out of 10 club?
Hmm. Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely. Oh, that is sensational!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10. These days, it's hard to find American stuff that we don't have in England because everything's so ubiquitous. But this, Adam, is one of my mum's favourite treats.
Oh, and I love your mum.
Exactly, we all love my mum. This is Fritos corn chips.
Ooh.
With Fritos bean dips.
I got scared. I thought that was peanut butter then. This is interesting.
So what are Fritos, Joe?
Wait, it comes in like a cat food tin. That's worrying, isn't it?
So, Fritos. And it's not me saying this. This is the government. The original corn chips. They're basically a sort of amalgamated corn. To be fair, for American food, listen to the ingredients list: corn, vegetable oil, salt.
Good, that.
Genuinely.
Healthy.
Yeah, because people were telling us like they'll get fruit and there'll be ingredients on them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mad, that, isn't it?
So here they are.
70% apple. The
those
rest.
Apples were great, though.
Oh, they were great. What were they? Tender crisp.
Honey crisp.
Honey crisp.
So there you go.
What are these made out of? Tortillas. Corn. Like corn on a cob.
Look, corn, vegetable oil, and salt.
When they say that, did it mean corn on a cob?
What like that corn is there?
I don't know.
That's it. So then you got to dip it in the refried bean dippy, and you got to give it a little taste.
It's Doritos in a different shape, isn't it?
I don't think they taste that much like Doritos.
No, they do.
Oh, do they?
And what is the dip, sorry?
It's a bean dip. Well, then talk me through it.
I think it's simple, it's salty, it's nice. You brought the wrong O's, though. You should have brought Cheetos.
Instead of Fritos.
Yeah. But look, it's a nice little tasty snack for you, Drew. I'm not that excited about it. There's so much more you could have got. Have you tried that new Dr. Pepper? Oh. What's it called? Dr. Pimmer. What?
Pimp. No, he's not called that. What's it called?
Pibs.
Mr. Pimp.
Pibs.
No, have another guess.
Pibs.
Pems.
Mr. Pems. Mr. Pibs. Dr. Pibs.
Pib.
Lady Pib. Mr. Pib.
Pib.
Mr. Pib. I had that yesterday.
It's not new, by the way. It's just different.
And I had 5 pints of that new Dr. Pepper.
Do you remember the Pepsi pineapple?
Oh!
That was class, wasn't it?
Sorry, that was awful.
They're not in the 9 out of 10 club. We're doing this.
No, but Pepsi pint, remember that? Yeah. I got it, and I thought, this is going to be with this. And then I realised not everyone's tasted this, so we all tongued down the bottle.
It was great, wasn't it?
It was really nice, actually.
Also, the In-N-Out burger, you could have brought that.
Well,
I
want to talk about that in a second, actually. Let's rate this. I'm saying, yes, it's in the 9 out of 10 club. It's one of my favourites. Maybe have I got a little bit of childhood nostalgia built into it, maybe? Because for me, this is the
best. Well, your mum used to get this at home. Like
whenever we'd come to America, she'd get it and she'd bring a little bag back with her. I'm going to bring a bag back for her.
Oh, with a little tin.
With a little tinny. She can have it when we're on holiday.
It's all right, isn't it? It's a nice little tasty snack.
I'd have it with a beer or something. It's nice.
Watching the telly. Watching that pedophile predator show.
It's not
9
out of 10, though, is it?
It's not 9 out of 10, Macca. It's not 9 out of 10, Joe.
A healthy 7?
What are you saying, Ethan?
You can't just give plain chips and an average dip.
Yeah. For plain chips as it goes, it's grand, but you've not interested me whatsoever. This is America.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
There's so much potential out there. There's Wendy's, there's In-N-Out Burger. There's only really burger places.
It's mostly burgers, isn't it?
Yeah. But
let's talk about
In-N-Out
Burger. Let's talk about In-N-Out Burger, because it's one of those things that's like an absolute classic, isn't it? Everyone talks about it. Famously, Anthony Bourdain, one of his favourite restaurants, whenever he would go to California, he'd get a couple of burgers, and I think he's got this massive reputation. What do you think of it? Do you love it?
I think it's a little I think it's better than Five Guys, but I do think it's a little like Five Guys in the sense that it's a little bit overrated, but it's still very good.
Yeah.
I'd put it in the Nando's section
the
of
Nando's bracket.
Restaurants. Yeah. Because Nando's, I like a Nando's. Mm-hmm. But you know, like when I come to see you and Jane, Jay's always, oh, let's go Nando's. It's like, fucking.
You're hard pressed to dislike a Nando's, aren't you? Like, yeah. But it also, it's not.
It's like you don't always want to go there. And if someone suggests it, sometimes you go, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But In-N-Out is very good. I wouldn't wait in a big queue for it, though.
Yeah.
Because some of these drive through queues get real tasty. Have you seen some of those drive through
queues? Oh, yeah.
Mental.
Me and Houser went fucking Raj the first time we went to get fucking Raj.
What's that mean? What are you saying?
Fucking Raj. Raj.
Raj.
For the audio listeners, I was moving my arms amongst my head in a mental kind of manner.
Nice.
So what we did was Steve went, let's go to that In-N-Out burger whilst we're spending a few nice hours together, which we never really
did. You both did. Have you and Steve become closer on it? Are you you less scared of him now?
Yes. Steve was quite, I don't know.
Was he friendly?
Oh, yes.
Was he warm?
Oh, yes. Especially when we talk about the war. He likes that. And we went and sat down and Steve went, I'm going to get that massive fucking one. So he got two patties down, we sat down, we smashed it out.
No, he gets a triple-triple.
Or he might have been a triple-triple, actually. And then he went, I'm going to get another bastard. And this was after Steve, on the way there, he was talking about, because he stopped Red Bull, which was good, because he used to drink like 3-4 cans a day, didn't he? That, yeah. And it's not good for you.
He's not had any for 2 weeks.
And he was talking to me about how he's losing a bit of weight from doing this. So it was quite funny how he decided to get quite a few burgers down his gullet.
To make up for it.
And then that inspired me as well. And my God, that was when the Dr. Pepper hype started. 5 pints of Dr. Pepper, I think, and that refillable thing. I was off my tits when we started doing that Manchester United Open session straight afterwards.
What's the name of the Dr. Pepper alternative that you really like?
Pims.
No.
Dr. Pims.
No.
I just can't work it out.
Keep guessing, go on.
Pibs.
No.
Pibs. Dr. Pibs.
No.
I literally thought that might have been... That's the only other choice I had.
It's not far
Pubs. Dr. Pub.
Little bit of pub.
I don't know.
Pib.
But, yeah.
I think In-N-Out's a bit quite overrated, actually.
I was gutted, though, that we went. Because if you remember, like it was like 12 o'clock and I went to the lads. I wouldn't mind going for an In-N-Out about 4. And then we ended up in there at 1.
Yeah.
And I wasn't hungry.
We used it as a regroup sesh. I like it. I like that it's cheap. The value is very good. It's like $6 a burger or something. In terms of value, I like it. And if I lived around here, I would go. But when it doesn't taste of enough. It's not that good. I like it. It looks great. I like what it is. I like the branding. I like how it feels old school in all of them. But I just think it's not as good as a Five Guys. It doesn't taste.
It's better than Five Guys.
It's not.
It is better than Five Guys.
The food doesn't taste of enough.
It's better than Five Guys.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think.
I reckon there's a million better burger places in America.
Yeah. Let me tell you what.
In California.
Let's do a top 3 fast food burger.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a lovely segue, isn't it?
It is time for this fucking class feature. The top 3.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2,
1.
3, 2, 1.
The top 3.
Okay. And this has to be a chain.
Yes. So, yes.
So, theoretically, you can get this in different places.
And I want you to take into account value for money, please.
Okay. And also, when you say fast food burger, are you saying like McDonald's or are you saying Big Mac?
You can
McDonald's
select...
McDonald's don't make this list. Let's not be
serious. You can select whatever burger you want from McDonald's if that's
okay,
where you
cool,
want
to cool,
go.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Okay. Have you got yours? Do you want to start?
No.
Okay, I'll go first then. Number 3. Yeah, top 3 fast food burgers. Number 3, and I know you, the McDonald's Quarter Pounder. That's the best burger that they do at McDonald's.
Oh, yeah.
That is the best burger that they do. The Big Mac's massively overrated and don't really, it just tastes like the sauce and it's too bready.
Fun fact, never had a Big Mac.
You joking? How is that possible?
The Big Mac's weird, isn't it? Why has it got that bit of bread in the middle? Fuck off.
Yeah, we could get rid of that. Yeah. I think it'd be a better burger if it was just a double cheeseburger with the Big Mac sauce on.
But then it's just a double cheeseburger.
It's true.
Very good point.
Doing a lot of heavy lifting.
Okay. Number three is that. Number two. Oh, this is tough. I'm going to say the Zinger burger from KFC.
Ooh, oh, we're bringing chicken burgers into the mix.
You said fast food burgers.
Oh, if we're bringing chicken burgers in, then fucking
you
up.
Said fast food burgers. Ooh. The Zinger burger, spicy mayo. It's classic, but it's just got that spicy little edge to it.
With
fantastic.
A hash brown.
We can get the Tower burger as well. And number one for me, for chains, Five Guys burger all the way, but replace the grilled onions for fresh onions. Absolutely
fresh
gorgeous little
and
burger.
Jalapenos. Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to go number three. This is a chain, although it's not a huge chain, so some people might not have it near them. Fat Buns. There's like a couple of them near mine.
Fat Buns?
PH with a PH.
Oh, the PH.
They like smash burgers and that. And what I like about them is, you know when you get a smash burger and the edges are crispy?
Oh, those little crispy little
edges. It shouldn't really be crispy, should it?
No, it shouldn't.
And it is. I'm not including chicken burgers in this because I'll be here all day. Because the Popeye's chicken burger is elite.
Oh,
the spicy
shit.
Popeye's chicken sandwich. Oh my God.
Forgot about that.
That is great, isn't it?
Really good.
I love a Trampy Dixie's as well.
Yeah.
But so that's number three. Number two would be Five Guys.
Yep. What are you having on yours?
I used to get lettuce on all my burgers and now I've become not a lettuce guy. Because it all slips and slides and it's all over the place. I think lettuce ruins a burger. So I get chili mayo on it. That's my sauces, jalapenos, and then I also get like fresh onions. I think that's it.
Mm. That does sound good.
Oh, yeah.
No sauces. What sauces?
Said chili mayo.
Just chili mayo.
Hot sauce and mayo. Yeah.
Oh wow. No ketchup. No mustard. Incredible.
Not a fan of ketchup unless it's on like a breakfast sandwich. Mustard. I very rarely touch mustard anyway.
Yeah.
And number one would probably be In-N-Out.
Would it?
Ooh. Fast food type, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. What are you getting, a double-double?
But I've had that the least, haven't I?
Yeah, so it's still got that novelty factor
to it.
Yeah.
Five Guys as well. It has to be I'm eating it in there. Because when they get delivered, they do turn into a fucking mess.
Absolutely. So wet.
Yeah, so wet.
So wet.
Your hot sauce and your oils mixed together. So now you got this red thing just pouring
all down your wrists, down your arms. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Fresh Five Guys is
gotta be in store.
Out of this world.
Yeah. Ethan?
My top three burgers. I've got in at number three, McDonald's double cheeseburger.
Oh, yeah.
Triple's too much. Single's not bad. Double's perfect.
Right down the middle.
Although I probably, on reflection, should have said the quarter pounder. I'm now going to stick with that.
What?
I probably...
His top three is just going to be three McDonald's burgers. Just getting bigger.
In at number two.
So, sorry, what is number three?
The quarter pounder.
Right.
Yeah. In at number two is the In-N-Out cheeseburger.
Single.
Double's too much on that occasion because there's a lot more topping.
Sometimes
stuff.
A double as well. You know when you got like the meat, like when you're squeezing it and the meat's getting pushed out, so now you're going to end up with more meat than bread and all that.
Yeah, I hate that.
Sometimes a single just, and then you can have a second one.
Yeah, you can.
The single cheeseburger from McDonald's, I do.
That's it. I get a couple of them sometimes. And you're thinking, Ethan, where's Five Guys? Where's it gone? And
where are you, little fella?
Where are you? And I must say, it's a good burger, but I'm factoring value for money, and sometimes I can't even finish it. And that upsets me.
Well, because it's so expensive, you're just vomiting.
They are very expensive.
And oily.
Yeah.
The juicy everywhere. I don't like that messy. I quite like having clean hands.
Mm.
And so therefore it doesn't make it. In at number one is the spicy chicken deluxe fillet chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Oh, yeah.
The Popeyes one's really good.
I regret. Can I swap my Zinger burger from KFC for the spicy burger from Popeyes? I'm going to do that.
It's all
right. I didn't include chicken burgers, by the way, because my list would just be pure chicken burgers.
Just endless.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a chicken guy.
I think the lack of Burger King on this list is telling.
It's shit.
I've never eaten the worst. And if I do, I have a chicken royale.
Yeah. Why is it shit? We spoke about this before, haven't we?
I'll tell you what's the greatest thing at Burger King, the chili cheese nuggets.
Yeah, they're very good. The chili cheese bites are good.
Yeah.
But I don't understand why the rest of Burger King's so bad. Such a shame, isn't it?
The onion rings are okay.
Yeah.
I love an onion ring.
Yeah.
A good fresh onion ring. Like yesterday I had a burger in that Tony's barbecue. And it had an onion ring on it and you could tell it was a proper one.
Oh, yeah.
But do you know those onion rings when you get them yourself and you get a bag of them in the freezer and you cook them and you always overcook them and then all the onion in the middle disappears and you just got like a black line of like snail trail that just is inside a shell of breadcrumbs. I think that's ruined onion rings for the UK. American onion rings where it's a bit of onion, deep fried
it's
in
like
batter,
a ring of onion.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, it's unreal.
One of the best foods, but we're not getting them in the UK. It's disappointing. Anyway, right, Ethan, speaking of barbecue... I think we're going to go get some barbecue this afternoon, aren't we?
I thought he was going to say, we're done.
We're done. Oh, nice. That's very nice. Yeah, put a fork in because I'm done. We are done. Thank you very much, Adam, for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy being on Slappy Joe's. It only seems to happen when we're on tour.
I know, but we should get you on more often. It's hard to pin you down, though, because you don't live near us.
With me.
You don't live with me. Whereas me, Joe, and Ethan all live together, obviously. You can come live with me.
All right, sweet.
You can live in Dusty's
Let Lizzie and Dusty know that I'm on the way.
Yeah, I will do. Thank you, Ethan, for coming on.
Oh, it's fine.
I mean, you're always here, aren't you?
Yeah, it's kind of part of my job.
You're not going to go out like Trump?
Well, what would he say? Oh, yeah. That was him getting shot.
See you later. Wave, Ethan.
See you later.